This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The city of Denver is hiring the law firm of President Joe Biden's former White House counsel to defend themselves from a probe by congressional Republicans. Denver is one of four cities facing GOP scrutiny over their migrant sanctuary policies, including Boston, Chicago, and New York. At the Capitol, Colorado Democrats are introducing legislation to increase protections for transgender people. The plan includes a new bill that would make it easier to file discrimination claims.
The proposal would make misgendering or deadnaming, when a transgender person is called by the name they used prior to transitioning, a specific form of discrimination and harassment. Democratic Representative Lorena Garcia is a main sponsor and says it's not meant to punish people for honest mistakes.
If I come to you and I tell you over and over again that my name is something and you keep saying it's this, you're intentionally wanting to do it, or if you're like, no, I'm not going to call you that because I just don't want to.
Democrats also want to require insurance coverage for gender-affirming care and to make death certificates reflect gender identity. These proposals are likely to get strong pushback from Republicans. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver set a new record this morning for the coldest temperature ever recorded on this date. It was -7 degrees. The last time it got this cold was back in 2006 when temps hit -4. The cold front will continue through the work week with snow set to roll in tomorrow morning. Roads are expected to be slick across most of the state for your morning commute. You are listening to CPR News.